Bradford Today and Innisfil Today welcome letters to the editor at chris@bradfordtoday.ca or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a March 5 guest column from Doug Lewis. I am sorry, Doug Lewis. Aside from Mr. Mulroney's work on apartheid in South Africa, his work at home was an economic disaster. The so-called federal sales tax burden was the manufacturer's sales tax and the only burden was on corporations, and the GST which replaced the MST was a burden on everyone, including children. Free trade saw those same corporations have the ability to take their operations to the cheapest deregulated market, resulting in the closure of hundreds of plants affecting tens of thousands of workers, their families and communities. The operations that did survive saw wages, benefits and pensions reduced or cut drastically. Workers have never recovered. The privatization of Canada's passenger rail and air service is now outdated, unreliable and leaves many communities underserviced. Compared to other developed countries, our system is an embarrassment. Ask any traveler what they think of Air Canada. Enough said. I offer my condolences to the Mulroney family, but his policies wreaked havoc on tens of thousands of families and communities and we shouldn't ever forget that. Ken Robertson, Collingwood.